on this November 5th. A lot happened this day in history on this November the 5th. We'll just get to a few things so we can jump into our discussion about what happened in yesterday's elections. This is a day in 1831 that Nat Turner was convicted in a Southampton County court and sentenced to death. On November 11th, which we'll talk about then, he was hanged and skinned after he was hung on this day in 1831. This is a day, two election-related pieces of history. Susan B. Anthony, in 1872, votes for the first time and then is arrested and fined $100 because she dared get through as a woman to vote. On this very same day, in the state of Michigan, Sojourner Truth attempted to vote for Ulysses S. Grant on this day and was refused a ballot when she was requested one and almost arrested on the spot when she demanded that she be able to vote. And on this day, this is also Guy Fawkes Day, when they celebrated the capturing of somebody who was guarding the armaments to overthrow the King of England. But now people just party. Maybe there's a lesson for all of us in that. This was the day that Shirley Chisholm in 1968 was elected to Congress. She became the first black woman elected to the U.S. Congress, later ran for president as well in 1972, and was a woman who actually stuck to her guns the entire time she was in the Congress. This is the day that Eugene V. Debs, speaking of elections, was born in 1855 and ran for president on the Socialist Party ticket five times. He ran in 1920 and received over 1 million votes while he was in federal prison for protesting the World War I. And so another election day piece of our history today. And let's end our day in history this today because we are going to jump into our election story. The rest of this day in history, of course, is over at SteinerShow.org, all there waiting for you. So stay with us. We'll be right back as we begin to look at what's going on in this election.